Okay, this is the independent 88.5 FM virtually, digitally, online. It's an 88.5 live at home virtual session. My name is Mark, or Mookie if you prefer. We are joined today by Willa MI.
Hello.
Hi there. You're very close to the radio station right now. Originally from Los Angeles, originally from San Fernando Valley.
No, I'm originally part of the Los Feliz family. I grew up there. But I've moved around all of Los Angeles, in my life so far here. So I've kind of seen all sides of it.
A hometown hero, if you will. Yeah. Right? I think maybe.
Yeah.
would heroin actually be the right word? Probably. June 4th. So as we tape this segment, we're just ahead of release date. The debut full length LP from Willa is going to be called I Can Go to Bed Whenever. It's been said that, let me ask you this, first and foremost, with a debut record, artists generally have their whole lives to prepare for the release and write all of the songs. You know, how long has this record really been in the works?
It's hard to say what it would have been had the world not turned upside down, because I write incredibly often just for my own sanity. And so, I came into the studio 2 years ago, with 50 songs that I had written in the past year.
Yeah.
And just played through all of them. And then from that pool, we picked. And so it really only took a couple of months, 7 months ish, to, pick the songs, corral my band, and record all of them. And then once everything shut down, it became a lot more difficult to have the sort of rollout plan for it that we had originally intended to have. From actual inception of coming in and first deciding what songs we're putting on the album, I'd say it's been about 2 years, maybe less. There have obviously been so many things going on in the world in the past, year and a couple months, and it is my debut album, and I care very deeply about the music on it and about the people who helped me create it. And so I sort of felt, and everyone agreed with me, that the songs deserved the sort of introduction to the world. They deserved a proper introduction. And I just felt weird about releasing it, in the thick of the election months, while we were in really high peaks of COVID, all of that stuff. So finally, I'm so excited to actually be getting it out.
So how many songs were quarantine songs on the upcoming record?
None of them, actually. They were all written, kind of right beforehand.
Okay.
In sort of the fall, winter time of 2019, and they were all being recorded, and then maybe there were some earlier than that. I mean, I have one song actually on there called Puzzle, and it's from when I was 12, actually. When I first met Linda Perry, I was 12, and the first thing that we ever did together was I recorded this little album with her, and we never did anything with it. But she didn't touch any of the music, and she still doesn't actually, but she didn't touch any of the music. And so I just have this little time capsule album from when I was 12. And I really wanted to, even though it's 5 years later, I really wanted to have one of those songs on there just because it was such a memorable experience. And so there is that one song from when I was 12, but other than that, I wrote them when I was 15, 16.
Right. So, 12 years old, you met Linda Perry. She kind of took you under her wing. How old are you now?
I'm 17 recently.
Incredible. And again, the debut record's ready to be released. I Can Go to Bed Whenever. Now, you provided some incredible performance footage for us. And at least a couple of these songs, I believe, are on the upcoming record. I think Ocean may or may not be on it.
Yeah, Ocean is actually already out. So
Right.
if anyone likes it, they can go find it. But the other ones are.
So you've already put out some songs, a Four Non Blondes cover, a Daft Punk cover. There's some previous releases people could either find on, SoundCloud or YouTube. But from what we've heard so far as the new stuff, it's absolutely incredible. So I
Thank
think
you.
we should just jump into a song real quick. Again,
Yes.
you've provided this to us previously. It's a version. I like to say it's the 88.5 FM version, the exclusive version of the song Not a Soldier. There's a video available for the song right now. Real quick, can you give us sort of a storyteller's type of moment before we play it?
Yeah, for sure. I'm Not a Soldier is about my own sort of issues with control, but I think I wanted the song to be able to apply to everyone because I feel like everybody in some shape or form has an issue with control over something. And so the song for me personally came out of the fact that A, I was maturing emotionally and I realized that, who I loved, I couldn't control that. I couldn't just decide that I was not going to have feelings for people because I wanted to focus on school or a career. Like, I couldn't control that. And I struggled with that very deeply. And B, I couldn't control the fact that I was getting older. And both of those things I had to grapple with a lot. And so I realized I would just sort of hold my hands up and say, I'm not a soldier and I can't control it. And I'm just going to let it take me away. And doing that in both of those sort of areas of my life has served me greatly. So that's Not a Soldier.
Well, here's the song on the independent 88.5 FM. Incredible. A fantastic solo rendition of the song Not a Soldier. Willa Amai is our guest. The record's called I Can Go to Bed Whenever. Now, the album version of that song, would it be as stripped down, or are there layers of production?
No, actually, there's a lot more on the album version. It is very raw. I think all of the songs are, even though, you know, some songs have more production than others, but all of them are incredibly raw because all of them were recorded, you know, live. I was with my band, we were all playing at once. And so you can hear that in all the music. But yes, there is more depth instrumentally in the album.
For you, has it always been about the piano as a songwriting tool or mechanism, or, you know, your go-to instrument?
It definitely has always been my go-to instrument. I mean, I started playing piano when I was 4. And it is so, you know, other than my family and my sister, it's my oldest friend. And so I will always feel most comfortable at a piano, but I also have in more recent years just fallen in love with a guitar. Just everything about it, the way that it sounds, the way that it feels, the way that it feels to write a song on it. Despite the fact that I've tried multiple times to take guitar lessons and it hasn't worked out for me, I am now, you know, becoming a self-taught guitar player. And I've been actually really enjoying recently, especially during quarantine when, you know, I can't take a piano everywhere, but when I do get little moments of getting to leave the house, it's exciting to be able to, you know, take a musical instrument with me. Piano is definitely, I think it is where I wrote all of the songs that are on the album.
Mm-hmm. I had heard recently that you enroll in college already, or you got your sights on a school?
I'm not enrolled yet or anything. Okay. But I have been in the thick of the college process.
And are you willing to move away from Los Angeles?
Yes, actually. I really want to move far from LA. Because I've always lived here. And like I said, you know, I've seen lots of different parts of LA and I've loved growing up here. I've met incredible people here but I really am desperate to live somewhere else. Not because I don't want to be close to my family or to where I grew up or anything like that, but just I feel like it's important for me at some point in my life to live somewhere that's not where I grew up, even though where I grew up is the bustling, you know, star-studded town of Los Angeles. And so
the whole music industry is here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, but I am going to, you know, probably end up on the East Coast or maybe even in the UK. So.
Well, that's exciting to think about. I definitely, I support all of these future endeavors. Now, is there a field of study that you want to go into, or is it music?
It actually is not music. I've always known that I've wanted to keep music separate from school, just in that music is, it uses a part of my brain that nothing else can use. And so it's always felt healthiest to me to have school be school and, you know, learn about things that I'm interested in academically and have music be the emotional part of me and less the sort of organized, meticulous intellectual in me, even though there is some of that comes out in my music. I think it's where I can be my most emotional and my most vulnerable. And sometimes I get worried about mixing the two.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking my first choice right now is to be some sort of English major because, you know, even though it isn't music, I do love to write non-musically. I love creative writing and I love reading. I love analytical writing too, actually. So I'm thinking I'll go in as an English major, but I've always sort of toyed with the idea of going into genetics and biotechnology because I'm also incredibly interested in science and I always have been. And, you know, as I've gotten older in school, I've had the opportunity to take more in-depth, more specific science courses. And I found that genetics and biotechnology really calls out to me. So who knows? But I think that my first choice right now is as an English major.
Fantastic. I mean, I've talked to a lot of artists recently who started out as a creative writer or just a poet, and sort of branched out into, you know, making music. Again, Willa Amai is here. I Can Go to Bed Whenever is the name of the debut full-length record. It's amazing to think about because we've heard your name a little bit over the years. Why don't we get into another song? I definitely have some more questions for you. This one is an interesting version of the song Ocean. Now, this is not on the album, but it has previously been released, and people could find it online if they do enough digging right now. So let's get into it, if you don't mind, Willa. Yeah. The song is called Ocean. My name's Mookie, and this is 88.5 FM.
Yes, I am the valley, rolling blue and green. I am from rainfall, wash the sinners clean. I'm from sunshine, heaven's gates agleam. Oh, darling, you're the ocean, wash over me. I'm like the fire, orange in my veins. I come from the flowers, whispering my name. Child, learning how to be. Oh, darling, you're the ocean, wash over me. I can be the rest, you're all you have to be. Wash over me. I'm like the lightning struck upon the ground. I come from the light that escapes from what is bound. If I am a beggar, you are what I need. Oh, darling, you're the ocean. Wash over me.
There you go. There's a really wonderful rendition of the song Ocean by Willa Amai. We are the Independent, 88.5 FM. Now, did you perform in Boulder, Colorado at a music conference maybe a couple of years ago with Linda Perry?
I did, actually. I remember going there because I have some family in Colorado, and it was an incredible experience. I mean, I loved performing there so much. And then I had Taco Bell for the first time afterwards, so it was really fun.
Oh, right. I know the Taco Bell, probably, right next to the Fox Theater in Boulder,
yeah,
Colorado.
Yeah, I was performing at the Fox Theater, so yeah. That's where I went.
And... Right, so I was at that conference, and I had heard that you were playing with Linda. But for whatever reason, I don't know why, maybe I was late to a dinner or something, but I wasn't able to watch that performance at the Fox Theater. And then all of a sudden, flash forward to today, people are telling me about your record, the relationship you have with Linda Perry, and I put two and two together. Well, that's the artist that I almost saw in Boulder, Colorado.
That's really funny.
Yeah, that's you. Linda Perry, kind of a mentor to you as well. Wanted to throw some other names out at you. And if you don't mind talking about your relationship with some of these musicians.
Yeah, for sure.
Brandi Carlile.
Brandi Carlile is an amazing human being. I had the absolute privilege of, you know, performing with her in San Francisco. She was originally going to come to LA and she was going to come to Linda's studio. And so I was just going to pretend like I just happened to be there and meet her because I just loved her with all my heart. I still love her with all my heart and I idolized her so much. And so I was going to get to meet her and I was so excited. And so then the night before, Linda calls me and she's like, and you know, that was sort of out of the ordinary because she rarely calls. A lot of stuff happens over text and email or just in person when she has something important to say. But it was kind of late at night. I was doing my math homework and Linda calls me. And she was like, hey, kid, you know, I don't want you to be disappointed, but Brandi can't come anymore. But it's okay because she has invited you to go up to San Francisco and play with her and perform with her. So I was like, okay.
And perform, like in front of people.
In front of people. It was actually the biggest audience that I'd ever performed in front of. It was like 500 people. So I emailed my teachers and I was like, I'm not coming tomorrow and you can't stop me. And so, you know, Linda and my mom and I all took the road trip up to San Francisco. I watched her perform at the Greek the night before, which was amazing. And I cried my eyes out. And then I performed with her and it was just incredible. It was the loosest I'd ever been with a performance. I mean, we decided what song we were going to sing that day. It was easy because I knew all of her songs by heart, but, we sang, By the Way, Forgive You. And it was just incredible. It really, she was so kind and sincere and genuine and compassionate to me. And it was just an important experience for me. You know, it's the first performance that I had done without a piano in front of me. So I was just standing and singing and I had literally never done that before. And that was so far outside of my comfort zone. And also, you know, I was singing the high harmony and I never do that. I have a pretty low alto voice and I was singing really high notes, the highest notes I'd ever sung at a performance. So there were a lot of firsts, but it was just incredible. And she was so kind and, you know, supportive. So she's amazing.
Well, we hold Brandi Carlile in high regard. She is outstanding and there is video footage of you singing with Brandi on stage and people could find that on YouTube. Just search for Willa Amai. It's up there. And I know that you were nervous, but I mean, I couldn't tell by watching it. I feel like your stage presence is pretty good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I was in the first couple of seconds up on stage, I was really nervous because I'm a fainter. And I was like, if I, you know, on the threshold of my one opportunity to perform with Brandi Carlile, if I pass out right now, I will never forgive myself. But I didn't pass out and I did it. And once I started singing, it was amazing. I mean, she was looking at me and kind of singing with me. We weren't just singing together. She was singing with me. And it made me feel very connected to her. It made me feel very connected to the song. And also the audience that just happened to be there that night was so great. I mean, I think I said into the microphone that I was like, I'm so nervous. And everyone from the audience who had no reason, nobody probably really knew who I was. And they had no reason to, you know, extend a kind word towards me, but all of them, you know, kind of shouted out from the crowd, like, you don't have to be nervous, you know, we got you. And
yeah,
it was amazing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you had the Brandi Carlile stamp of approval and those were all Brandi Carlile people in the audience. So, you know, they knew that you were her person. So, you know, they welcomed you, with open arms. Again, people could watch that Brandi Carlile, duet, on your YouTube page. And I guess if you do enough digging, just search for Willa Amai. Again, the new record's called I Can Go to Bed Whenever. I love the title of that track, of course, because you are so super young, frankly. You know,
it's funny. My mom actually came up with the title because it is, you know, partially because the album is my sort of coming of age story. It's about me, you know, learning how to be, you know, me learning how to think about adulthood, me learning how to start saying goodbye to my childhood, stuff like that. And so I Can Go to Bed Whenever fits with that. The idea of no bedtime is kind of like a teenager excitement kind of a thing, but also, you know, I have an anxiety disorder. I'm very open about that. Where it all started for me with my anxiety was with sleep. I would have panic attacks if I was up past 9. And so my mom, I used to have her promise me every night that I could go to bed whenever, that whatever time I ended up falling asleep, that it would be okay. And mm-hmm. so I asked her to promise me that every single night for multiple years. And I'm actually, you know, proud of myself to say that I'm in a state now mentally where I don't need that anymore, but I did do it for a long time, and doing it was an important part of my mom and I's relationship. We got very close over that. And then also, you know, not having to do that anymore is an important part of my mental health journey. So it has a lot of meanings, and I'm so happy that I, you know, get to name it that.
All right. I'm glad you were able to shed some light on how the album title came to be. You talked about mental health issues, and it's been said that you've worked a little bit with an organization called NAMI, which is a National Alliance of Mental Illness. Obviously, we've all been living under these pandemic circumstances for an extremely long time, and mental illness has certainly been an issue, mental health for a lot of us, you know, living while in quarantine. What's your relationship like with that organization?
I'm happy to say I'm an ambassador of NAMI now, which is very exciting. And we just kind of, you know, fell into contact with each other. And I have been open from the beginning of my career about my anxiety. I just feel that it's so important for everyone's mental health kind of maintenance, whether it's, you know, just a daily kind of small affirmation kind of a thing, or if you are, you know, diagnosed with mental illness, I feel like it's so important for everyone to talk about it. Because the feeling of isolation is the best food for all of that stuff. So
yeah,
I was so excited to work with them. And I just, you know, it really helps me to feel like I'm making a difference in that sense. Cause I feel like it's my responsibility now that I have some level of an audience to promote those ideas, to promote self-care and acknowledging mental health and, you know, doing the things that you need to do to feel healthy in your brain. I just think that stuff's so important. So I'm so excited to be able to work with them.
How therapeutic is it to play music?
God, I mean, that is my daily therapy. I, you know, some people journal and some people exercise, which I try to exercise as much as I can, but music is really what I use as an outlet for, you know, everything that's in me. It always has been. I think even when I was younger that I struggled with anxiety, like really young, you know, in the kind of 4 to 10 range, even though I wasn't really diagnosed until I was like 10. I really always was an anxious kind of kid. And music has just been what allows me to disconnect from that and really feel connected to another part of my brain, you know, feel connected to my emotions, understand my emotions better. A lot of where my anxiety comes from nowadays is not understanding how I feel. And so music is the perfect way for me to better understand that. And so, you know, even if nobody wants to buy what I'm selling at the moment in terms of music, which I know I really hope people do, but barring the worst, which is that no one really cares, I will always write music forever because it's what I do to be happy.
This new album, would you say, is completely autobiographical? Do you write songs from a standpoint of yourself or others?
I would say that it's completely autobiographical and that it's all in some sense a commentary on me or my life, but it's not always from my own perspective. Some of the music is about characters I've written up in my head, but the fact that I thought of those characters in the first place says something about my own psyche. And, you know, Unorganized Crime, which is actually already out, but it's on the album, is about a version of me that I never became, but that I thought I was going to be. So all of it is about me in some sense or form, whether it tells you something literally about what's happened in my life or more mentally about who I am as a person. But it is all, you know, it's my debut album. And so it's, you know, an introduction to me in the music business.
Amazing. Well, let's get into the last song, if you don't mind. It's an incredible version of the song Too Close. We'll get into it now, and then we'll have a quick chit chat afterwards, if you don't mind. Willa, sure. Amai, we are the Independent 88.5 FM, and the song's called Too Close.
Against my skin, warmth of faded bliss, don't deserve it in the hell I'm in. I got too close, made the choice impossible to make.
All right. That's the third and final song for this session. Again, an 88.5 Live at Home session, a Los Angeles native, an Angeleno. Willa Amai is joining us. The new record, I Could Go to Bed Whenever, has been, was it produced by Linda Perry as well?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I think the production of it is actually where she was most involved, because the songs are 100% mine. She didn't touch any of them the same way she didn't touch any of the songs I wrote when I was 12 and re-recorded those. So
It's 5 o'clock.
Sorry, my computer announces the hour on the hour. I don't know
Love if you heard that.
she really felt that to touch the songwriting of my music would stunt my musical growth. And I agree with her. And so for this album, and as well as the one that we never released, it's all mine. So she, you know, the production is really where she came in, where her knowledge came in, because I had never really been in that space before. And so, you know, I wanted her guidance. I trusted her for that side of it. Yeah.
That's incredible. Did you ever find early on that, you know, songwriting can be so personal? Do you ever find it difficult to share your songs with others, whether it's in the collaborative sphere or getting in front of people to perform?
Performing in front of people has never been difficult for me, just because of how, you know, it's so exhilarating and addicting, honestly, to perform in front of people, to share that part of yourself and actually be able to feel the way that they agree with you, the way that, you know, people react to the music. Being able to feel it and see it physically is an incredible thing. But in a more businessy kind of a sense, in a digital sense, it is sometimes scary. But I do trust that it will all be worth it in the end. But I think sometimes it's just sort of scary to, you know, put a song that I've put so much work and love and care into, and just put it out onto Apple Music and Spotify and, you know, say on Instagram, go listen and I hope you like it. You know, that's sometimes a little scary for me, but it is, you know, also so fun. So.
Well, people are paying attention. The streams are through the roof. And again, like I told you already, you know, from what we've heard so far, we love it. And we can't wait to hear the rest of the record. We'll be there for you for sure. You know, even if you move away and go study somewhere else in a different part of the world or the country, we'll definitely always be here for you. And hopefully,
thank you so much.
No, yeah. And God willing, you know, we could have you in studio next time.
Yeah, you know. I'm fully vaccinated. So
good. I know it's kind of blurry here, but this is my home studio. It also doubles as my bedroom. And we're not exactly allowed to go into the radio station quite yet, but hopefully real soon we'll be able to do that. Willa Amai, you're amazing. You're a good talker, which is great when you're doing an interview. Where could people find you online, on social media or elsewhere?
For all social media platforms, my username is Willa Amai, WILLAAMAI. So follow me if you liked me. and thank you for having me.
My pleasure. I Can Go to Bed Whenever is the debut full-length record from Willa, and we're all about it. We are the Independent 88.5 FM. Thanks again.
Thank you.